This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You have the power. Humanity has the power. We have the power. Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Chuck Johnson, really interesting guy with GotNews.com, is here. It was in the news that his website, because Melania Trump likes it, and of course ours, Infowars.com and now NewsWars.com, that's banned getting to the president. Well, they can't ban him getting a cell phone and calling people on the telephone.
Not yet.
Well, they're trying. We've seen it. So coming up, you're going to get into the lawsuits. We're not litigious just to have fun. They're trying to put us in databases and then say, we can't be involved in commerce or have credit cards or have shopping carts. I mean, this is literal Jewish ghetto stuff from Nazi Germany. And everybody overuses Nazi stuff. This is what it is.
Yeah, it's digital serfdom, man. They have their five companies, Facebook, Amazon, Apple, Google, Microsoft. They're acting as kingdoms, and they're screwing anyone who stands in their way. And, of course,
and that's why Drudge properly here a year and a half ago called it digital gulags.
They're digital gulags, and some of them were designed in East Germany, like the one that Facebook uses, some of their technology.
They even hired former Stasi high-level.
No, I mean, people think that you're lying.
It sounds insane.
Go on there and Google it if it hasn't been purged from Google yet.
It sounds insane, though, that former Stasi deputy chief has been hired to run Facebook's system to watch up conservatives. And you're like, really?
Look, you know, we did the whole fundraiser for James Damore, who was that Google engineer who was fired for basically saying that men and women are different. And a lot of people I knew within Google who are friends of mine, software developers, they didn't think he would be fired. They thought he was just a very reasonable guy.
It was a war on reality.
And he was fired. So, like, this is the world we're entering now, where these kingdoms, these monopolies.
It's the real Game of Thrones.
It really is.
Attack is on, though. I mean, it's happening.
It is. And, you know, there's going to be a counterattack now. I mean, all of these companies are bigger than Ma Bell was when it was broken up. They're behaving in monopolistic, anti-competitive measures. I know Ted Cruz and others have gone after some of the tech companies. Congressman Rohrabacher has, too. And we're going to start having hearings about that.
Yeah, Rohrabacher's a champion. Because they all said, oh, we're utilities, but now that they've got power, they're like, oh, we're going to...
Yeah, we're private corporations until we're not, right? We get all these benefits of government policy, but we're not monopolies. I mean, it's just...
Yeah, we're going to let everything cross over but child porn, but, oh, we're going to ban Jihad Watch that plays videos of jihadists saying we're going to kill Christians and Jews. I mean, that is a site doing a service banned off of PayPal last week.
Yeah, I mean, they do this all the time. And, you know, PayPal has gotten even crazier. I mean, PayPal, which was started by Peter Thiel as this company to be free and to allow people to have money, he has nothing to do with it these days, I'm told. But the company has moved in a very corporate. And the way they do this is they have these things called the Trust and Safety Councils, which are all led by these.
That's right. Oh, we didn't do it. SPLC Council told us.
Yes, and of course they give money to them. I mean, as you saw, Apple has talked about.
So they fence the lie. Apple, Google, give the money to the group to then put out the BS report.
Yeah, and they even get a tax deduction for it because the SPLC is a total fraudulent organization, total fraudulent charity. And we've been going against them, crowdfunding against them for lawsuits, and we'll be stepping it up in the near future.
And by the way, I announced today I'm going to probably sue Tom Brokaw and all of them, not because I want to. I have to.
Yeah, I mean, look, they what they do is they call you a Nazi, and if you don't pay attention, suddenly you're a Nazi, and suddenly all your payment processors are revoked.
And then somebody punches you in the face or pours coffee on you.
Yeah, I mean, it happens all the time now. And this has become so crazy where they publish people's home addresses. They show up, they threaten you, they do denial of service attacks against your websites. All these things are things that have actually happened to me.
Me too.
I mean, it's crazy. And, you know, you think of it like other tech companies don't have to deal with this stuff. Other media companies don't have to deal with this stuff. So what they're trying to do is they're trying to reduce us into digital serfs, and they're trying to basically ghettoize us and to basically make it so we have no power and no influence.
That's right. I said gulag. Drudge said, he used the term of the digital...
Internet ghettos.
Internet ghettos.
Yeah, and then this is the way they restrict our power and our influence in the country. But we're fighting back everything that was...
I got to say, though, it's bold. I mean, you know, Tom Brokaw saying everybody's a Nazi disagrees with the government. I mean, that is crazy.
Well, it's bold, but it's also a sign of weakness. It's a sign that the last taboo they have is the Nazi taboo.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Wow, I am impressed with Chuck Johnson. Dotnews.com. Big Brother.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover up. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
He was breaking it down during the break. Repeat that to people. Get into the lawsuits. I mean, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, look, you know, we've got to fight back on as many fronts as possible. And what you were doing is you were basically, throughout your career, you've been asking people to think for themselves, to draw their own conclusions, to think, to basically be active and engaged. But now what we have to do is we have to fight for the freedom to do that on the internet, and we also have to fight for your freedom to spend your money as you see fit on the internet.
I've been going after the brain, and now we have to go through the delivery systems and the financials.
Yes, and the wallet is so important. I mean, it's a human right to be able to spend your money, your hard-earned labor, as you see fit. And, of course, when these companies like PayPal and others try to steal your money or shut down your accounts, they are violating an essential part of what it means to be human. To be charitable, to be able to give money to certain...
If they say, you support Trump, we're going to ban you, that is outrageous civil rights violation.
Sure, and you know, look at people like, I mean, Palmer Luckey, the guy who founded Oculus, he went from a trailer park to selling his company for $2.8 billion, and he got kicked out of Facebook. He got fired from Facebook after Facebook acquired his company for giving 10 grand to a pro-Trump meme operation. So this is like, this is serious stuff. There, you know, you saw Peter Thiel was attacked recently by Reed Hastings, the CEO of Netflix, who tried to get him kicked off the board of Facebook. This is a company he was an angel investor in, gave $500,000 for. I mean, this stuff is like, it's stepping up. They're going, it used to be they would just fire like a lone engineer.
Oh, they're in, it's 100 times what it was before.
Yes.
This is the main assault.
This is the main assault, and it's a war of billionaire against billionaire. You know, you said earlier Game of Thrones. It is like a digital Game of Thrones, and it's a cold, electronic civil war that's taking place on the internet, and now increasingly spilling out into our streets, like with Charlottesville and with some of the Black Lives Matter protesters, you know, destroying cities and destroying statues.
And Soros openly funding them to cop kill, and the media goes, well, cops are bad, so they die. It's like the opposite of Martin Luther King. Like, cops are all bad, they're wearing blue, kill them. And the whites are all bad because they're white. And they're not being a virtue signaler. Most of the minorities aren't even buying it. It's like weird college white people brain-bugging around trying to cause a civil war, like playing at 20th century communists.
Now, I got to tell you, so I've become very good friends with George Zimmerman over the years because I think he was patient zero for a lot of this craziness. And I've been around George, and I've had black guys come up, shake his hand, thank him for defending the Second Amendment. And it's always these crazy white college students or slightly out of college people who attack George. So yeah, there's something weird and sick going on in our through the internet and also through the colleges, and it's stepping up. The demand, as I've said before, the demand for Nazis vastly exceeds their supply on the internet. And so what they're doing right now is making everyone into a Nazi so they can justify attacking them and hurting them.
Meanwhile, we want life extension technology, a future, everybody together. We want prosperity, just like Trump does. That's why we're mad, because we're not the parasites using this to manipulate and joining them.
Well, we want to free people's minds so that we can hope that they free their souls, right? Like, that's what we're about. We're about freedom. We're about trying to convince people, persuade them. We're not about broadcasting and stepping on people.
Yeah, we don't use the IRS like MSNBC 5 years ago goes, of course we're arresting the preachers and shutting down right-wingers. You don't get tax exemption. Only we do. And then bragging your kids belong to us. I have the videos. It's like, this is a cult.
It is.
And why are they so arrogant? Why do they think in America they're going to get away with a communist Chinese-style net censorship?
Well, because they've succeeded thus far. No one has fought back yet until, you know, a few of us have shown up and said enough's enough. You know, I mean, look, I love private companies. I have a few private companies myself. Like, I believe in the right of people to form their own companies. But we do have laws in this country for a reason. We do have trust busting for a reason. And a lot of us are having to learn now that, you know, there are think companies that are too big. The banks became too big to fail, which put us into a recession.
Obama helped them set up monopolies for the big five, like you said.
Yeah, and this is the
and Trump needs to bust them up. Not for us. We don't need him to do it for us like the left does, because we're not even Republican or liberal or conservative. We're pro-human. Just get things out of our way. We'll win. But don't think you're going to destroy us and not have us take your ass out politically.
Yeah, I mean, look, Eric Schmidt went to the White House 275 times during Obama's time there. He's a former CEO.
Hillary was with Google every day controlling her searches.
Yep, Sergey Brin. So what I find interesting is, so James Damore gets fired as a Google engineer. He gets fired for writing a memo, a 10-page memo, saying that he made women feel uncomfortable. Well, Sergey Brin, Larry Page, and Eric Schmidt all had sexual relationships with subordinates. You can look it up. We wrote it at Got News. We went through all the history on it. And yet, there was no problem there. There was no conflicts of interest. It's all about hurting the little people and giving themselves their
own. Yeah, political correctness is only for little people.
That's right. And eventually, we've got to, you know, this is where we're going now and where things are getting is the nerds, you know, the people who are getting together. Nerds are aligning with jocks. I mean, people, the public at large is rising up. And what's going to happen is if they're not careful with this internet stuff of the censorship, it's going to turn violent, and it's going to turn violent very, very soon, unfortunately.
And what's crazy is they're not even empowering women. You look at who writes the comedy and who's the executives. They're actually more male than any other place. Whereas like Trump or other folks are way more. We're looking for people who just want to do the job. It's total platitudes. They could care less about women.
No, it's all about power. It's all about power. It's all a shell game. It's like a three-card Monty game of getting power. They use the blacks. They use the other minorities. They use the trans. It's all about using people to come. It's a permanent state of making people feel uncomfortable so that they can take power. That's all they
people go, why are they saying the eclipse is racist? Or why are they saying a guy named Robert Lee, who's Asian, can't work at ESPN anymore because it scares people? It's meant to be crazy. We're just everything is racism. Yes. So you're just a gibbering mental patient who's cut out of the political process.
Yes, it's about making you so you're not a part of it. You know, you can't be a part of the discourse.
Whereas Trump's like, let's love each other, free market, open society. Let's be inclusive. Let's win together. That's so Martin Luther King compared to what they're saying. No, you get ahead because of what color you are. You get in a group, a gang, we run, then you're going to get ahead. No, you just got chips on your shoulder and are so mentally ill, nobody can hire you.
That's right. And of course, like Trump is sort of the return of the white alpha male, right? If you're under 30 and you're a white guy growing up, you're constantly told by the universities, by everything, that you're a terrible person. You have white privilege, that you're bad. And of course, a lot of us are
because it was white male driven Western Europe that ended slavery, so we did it.
Yeah, I mean, it's always whites that are the villain right now. And I've had friends who've come from South Africa.
Again, that's not minorities directing that though. Why is the elite directing it at white males? Because I guess that's the group they still see as dominant, so they want to henpeck them into line. Because it's always big super alpha males are telling everybody else the other white males are the bad guys.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically how it works. It's a war among billionaires for market share, for dominance.
So it's just cold blooded eugenics, basically.
And to a certain extent, yeah, to a certain extent. I think what really starts to happen with people, though, is they start to wake up. They start to realize, you know, when they go to the schools, like, why am I paying $50,000 a year to be told, like, I'm a racist? Why can't I just go and start a tech company? But, of course, now they're trying to stop you from being able to start tech companies.
And that's why they're pissed, because almost everybody successful didn't go to college. And I'm not knocking if you went. Why is it almost everyone that didn't go is successful?
Yeah, it's a great question. And why is it?
Because we went, oh, we're going to go around this.
One of the things that I thought about recently is, you know, what if I could have a conversation with my 16-year-old self? You know, would I say go to college? I mean, I did very well on my SATs. I was a very good student. Why did I do the whole college thing and put myself into a weaker position when everyone now is dropping out and starting companies and doing well for themselves?
So what you said during the break, this is a sign of weakness. Spend a minute on that.
Yeah, so my general sense is that the fact that the media and everyone is using the Nazi thing, that's the last taboo that they have. There's a great essay by venture capitalist Paul Graham called What You Can't Say. And he says anytime you hear an "is" statement, like that's sexist, that's communist, that's papist.
Conspiracy theorist.
Yeah, conspiracy theorist. It's always just reflecting the taboo. Of
sexist.
Sexist is not, I mean, and so what they're doing is they're reflecting the taboo. And they're big taboo.
If anything, I'm discriminatory against men. I like women.
Me too, man. You and me both.
I'll put women all in charge.
Yeah, I mean, look at, you know, Roger Ailes once told me, unfortunately, you know, deceased now, he once told me that the secret to Fox News was bright colors and beautiful women.
And then they act like he was being mean to women, but he's the one that brought women on the TV.
Yeah, and I don't.
Here's $20 million, and I get he was a creep or whatever.
No,
but
I don't believe that.
Probably wasn't. I think they did say that. The point is that
hit on
who actually put women in charge?
Oh, absolutely. He promoted them, built whole careers for them. I mean, look at what he did for Megyn Kelly and how she stabbed him in the back.
Because he hugged her too hard once.
I guess.
He's like, you've paid me $80 million. You squeezed me at a Christmas party too hard.
Oh, man. Where to begin on some of that
stuff? Talk about lifting a gift horse in the mouth. Well, let's come back then. Let's come back and let's get into the next wave, the lawsuits to counter this. Because I mean business, but all of you should file lawsuits too. Seriously.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code free trial and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's libertyid.com, promo code free trial. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. libertyid.com, promo code free trial. libertyid.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia Berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media.
Big Brother, mainstream media.
You want the news 5 years before?
Government cover-ups.
It's the right place.
You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So, in case you didn't know, the fight for the open free internet is on. And the Democrats, the globalists, the Republican establishment admit they want to strangle the populist movement that Trump is a manifestation of. And if you read the Financial Times or Atlantic Monthly or more elite globalist publications, they say everybody hates us. Our authoritarian world government plan's falling apart. The tide's going out on us. What are we going to do? And you read WikiLeaks, they say, race war! Race war! Kill Trump, have a race war! They say, use demographics, use culture war. It doesn't mean there isn't real cultural issues or problems or beefs on all sides. The cold-blooded globalists that might as well be the big spaceship, you know, the high-tech above us, I'm not saying they're alien, but it's like that, is turning us against each other. We should be smart enough to come together. But I've said this, I don't want to sue Tom Brokaw, who says Alex Jones is a complete racist. And then doesn't show where I said it. And then they put me in a database and go, oh, your ad roll account for $5 million to fund your whole operation next year, all our expansion money, gone. Oh, you're banned off this new credit card thing. Oh, you're banned here. You're a bigot here. It says here, it's certified, you're a bigot. SPLC. Why, they're the god. I've not been convicted of anything. They misrepresent who I am, lie about me all day, make crap up, and now I'm supposed to just roll over. They have to know I don't want to sue them. But if you talk about biblical, I was always growing up in church hearing about you won't be able to buy or sell if you're a Christian. I thought, well, I would just have money or cash. They go, no, it'll be digital computer. And now here it is. So whether the God's real or not, you can't debate that they're using that template of the mark of the beast. Is this not Chuck Johnson of GotNews.com banned from Melania Trump? She gives your news daily to the president. You know, Donnie Jr. gives my news to him, your news. This is an honor. We're the first banned by the mark of the beast.
Well, I got to say that the media freaked out because they didn't think Trump was going to win. And then those of us who believed he could win or would win, we had better sources in the Trump world. And so now they're trying to deny us those sources. They're trying to deny
exactly. First, we were lying about the sources. Now, they have the sources.
Now they're trying to take them from us. Which, you know, I got to say, General, with all due respect to General Kelly, you know, the generals in this country have lost pretty much every war we've been in since Vietnam.
And now you're fighting Americans.
And now what they're doing is they're attacking us. And look, as I said in the thing, you know, Kelly is a failed general by every objective measure. Afghanistan, 16 years of war, 17 years of war.
Trump likes him because the Border Patrol's not failed. When the gloves were taken off, 69% reduction in criminals. But that's their work, not Kelly's.
That's right. And
Trump did that, not Kelly. See how he's giving Kelly the credit? We should do stories about Trump is responsible, not Kelly.
Yeah, I mean, look at how Trump actually governs. He tweets stuff out. He pardons people. He reverses bans with Twitter. I mean, this is as it should be. The idea of a president.
Oh, they're so pissed that he's leading from the front.
It's fantastic. He should do more.
Not since Alexander the Great have we seen that.
This is how presidents behave. This is how kings behave. Good kings, not bad kings. Which is, of course, why we fought a race.
They lead from the front.
They lead from the front.
So keep rolling.
And so I got to say, you know, my attitude is I have met Trump in 2011. Actually, when we were just discussing the birth certificate issue back in the day. And, of course, I think it's great that he pardoned Arpaio. But what's happening now, what's really freaking them out, is that we have better access to the halls of power than they do, and we don't use it for bad things.
And not just exactly. We don't use it for ourselves, and not just there. Everybody knows we don't burn our sources. We really care about it, so the good guys now have a place to go.
That's right, and we love them. I mean, look, I'd go to prison for any of my sources. I mean, this is a sacred obligation that God has put in our trust. I mean, you and I have an obligation as people who are new media entrepreneurs.
Cernovich is awesome. I know you love him. I love him, yep, too. But whenever I was talking about Donnie Jr. and him, people are like, why does he give up a source? I already knew the enemy already knew all about it.
Yeah.
It's kind of like they knew about our memos to Trump. So at a certain point, we got to tell the public, okay, yes, it's happening, because they already know. So I never give up sources until 100% they already know. It's kind of like Assange. We know that his source, you know, was... you know, who we know got killed, that he still won't say it because he won't give out a source, but the enemy knows.
As I told you, I met with him for 3.5 hours with Congressman Rohrabacher in London, I guess 10 days ago on Friday or on Wednesday, a few back. And we met with him, and he wants to do a deal with Trump. He wants to cut a deal with Trump.
He needs to be pardoned right now.
He needs to be pardoned.
And his
sources need to be pardoned, because this was a real deal inside operation. And can you imagine?
Yeah, didn't get it from the Russians. And here's the deal. If Trump brought Assange in out of the dark, then out of the cold, then Assange can actually give the president the sources, bring the sources in and protect them, and it ain't the Russians. It's the CIA. It's the NSA. It's the FBI.
Look, there are billions of dollars arrayed.
Just like this... not to interrupt, but just like the Secret Service told us, follow Hillary, she falls down every 45 minutes.
Yes.
And we caught it.
Yeah, caught it on camera. It was fantastic.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, you know, what's happening now is we're at war with the intelligence agencies because they want to keep people stupid, whereas we want to keep them enlightened and keep them educated and have them draw their own conclusions.
We want our kids to grow up with other folks.
And so, you know, Congressman Rohrabacher, who is the poorest white member of Congress, he's a real public servant, and he and I went to go meet Assange to see for ourselves.
I want to get him on. He's awesome.
He's the man.
He's been on before.
He's great. And, you know, he's a 70-year-old guy. He pays for his trip out of his own pocket to go there. I did, too. And we went there, and we met with Assange, and Assange, conclusively demonstrated to us that the Russians were not involved at all. But of course, our entire intelligence agencies, you know, you can't argue with intelligence, even though you could.
Which it turned out, war. Only 3 of the 17 gave partial evidence. That was fake news, but PolitiFact, there was no 17 agencies.
There was no consensus. And whenever somebody says there's a consensus on anything.
Like global warming.
On anything. Like, you should really, really hold your wallet and hold your nose, because those people are trying to sell you fraud.
They're saying, the thought process is over, this is the Lamborghini you're getting, and it's a Pinto.
Look, for years, I was attacked over Senator Robert Menendez. My team broke the story about him with the underage hookers.
I remember.
For years, we were attacked. And I said, publicly, I said, when Menendez goes to jail, I will be there. I will be there to see him go to jail. And I'm not burning my sources in the FBI. The FBI later came out and said I was right about everything. And, of course, what happens? Does Newsweek write a correction? Does the Washington Post write a correction? Does the New York Times? No.
Oh, BuzzFeed asked me for a comment on their article they already wrote.
Those cat pornographers? I hate those people.
Yeah, they asked me for a comment about Kelly banning us, and I went, dude, give Poshobek and Got News credit. They reported it 3 weeks ago. Nothing.
I put up on Facebook that Bannon was going to leave the White House 10 days before everybody else. You know, maybe I know the guy. Maybe I used to work for him. Oh, wait, I did. So, like, yeah, these people don't have any sources anymore, and so they're trying
to... because they're lazy. They just wait for literal... You know, I found out, I'm sure you know, it's still Podesta writing talking points for most of the media, and David Brock. And so they just write this stuff, and then everyone regurgitates it.
Yes, there's this whole underground opposition research layer, of which I was once a part. And there's this whole, like, public affairs, all this scheming that takes place. And really, very little of the journalism you actually read in mainstream media is actually written by the reporters themselves.
I mean, if Trump did something bad, I would just report it.
Hell yeah.
That's why they hate us. That's why they hate him. He's actually the president. Well, I got to tell you.
He's accountable in a way that no other president has been. Think about this. You can tweet to the president of the United States right now, if you're not banned from Twitter like I am. You can tweet to him that he's a loser, right? And he's a jerk or whatever. And there's a probability that he might actually read that. Think about the level of influence.
And he cares about you and craves what you're doing. Most elitists are like, those people. Yeah, Obama. Oh, no doubt. But Trump, he's a guy looking at you.
That's right.
Because he knows the wisdom of the crowd, because his dad taught him that. How do you think you muscled in all that stuff going on in New York in construction? By listening to the little guys. And Trump knows about crowd wisdom. We'll be back with Roger Stone and our guest.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Today, how to get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes, so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call incorporate.com to start your incorporation in just 10 minutes, or get a free incorporation toolkit including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com doesn't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy, so you can start incorporating or forming an LLC in just 10 minutes. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes, you're on the way to protecting your home, car, and life savings. And that is how you get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com is giving away incorporation toolkits for free. That's 1-800-943-6798.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
He aligns himself with the truth. And it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Bad luck when been.
Well, what's crazy is Roger Stone popping in with us for one segment, and other guys is coming back. He is, had his birthday today, which is LBJ's birthday. If you go to his Twitter, you can see an image of that where both of them are having their birthday right now. So we'll pull that up. Of course, StoneColdTruth.com is his website. It's his birthday, so he's got to go. He's all in his Texas duds right now. But I just wanted to get his take on, is Trump selling us out like Gorkin and to a certain extent Bannon is saying? And he basically, you know, this morning concurred with what I was told. He's still Americana, still trying to turn the economy on, but he is listening to the generals, so it's more of a neocon bent war-wise. I mean, he did defeat ISIS pretty much and with our military, so some good things are happening. It's just that overall, we're going to be honest with you, the president's not perfect, but as Rand Paul said, thank God every morning Hillary Clinton's not president. So really, let's burrow down into this. Where are we currently right now with this? And then some of the good news, lawsuits against the SPLC, one of the most disreputable groups out there, now running Google, running Facebook, running Twitter, running banking systems. I mean, in 1935 Germany, if the Nazis said your business was shut down and happened, literally they're calling us Nazis. This is Nazi tactics. So, Roger Stone, on your birthday, good to have you here with us.
You know, my New York Times best-selling book, The Man Who Killed Kennedy, The Case Against LBJ, I think finally sets the record straight on the 36th president, who was a serial murderer and a lunatic. And therefore, it's somehow ironic that he and I share a birthday, August 27th. Great to be with you. On the president, I think what's happening here, in all honesty, based on my conversations within the administration, is on domestic policy, particularly on immigration, still on trade, on a growing war party to go to war for his tax reform package, which I think is the key to his presidency, the president remains solid. Where I do see some erosion, and this is his decision not to send 150,000 troops to Syria, notwithstanding, and this minor but troubling incursion into Afghanistan, we assume 4,000 troops, although that's not really clear. The president told us little about their plan, not wanting to telegraph to the enemy exactly what we're doing, something that he's been consistent about, Alex, for 40 years. I do see the generals trying to move him towards a neocon bent. I think that he's being undermined by the Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, who was really not happy with the job, essentially detached, and therefore letting Condoleezza Rice and her many hand-picked hires there run the U.S. Department of State.
Wow.
So I still give – I want to be very clear. I'm with the president till the better end, because on the major issues, Glass-Steagall, immigration, the wall.
TPP, carbon taxes, the stock market, jobs back to America, renegotiating Captain Gas.
Climate change. I mean, look, on the big picture issues, he's been very strong despite a completely –
But there is a real infatuation with these generals. Kelly, Trump ordered new policy. The Border Patrol did it. He's promoted Kelly because he delivered on 69% reduction and massive deportation of criminals that had committed crimes. But that's Trump's policies. Trump needs to take a victory lap. I get the fact that Kelly over Homeland Security executed it. But can't Trump pat himself in the back?
Well, in fact, you're absolutely right, Lax. All we started to do was to enforce the law. Now we learn today that if you apply to the United States, you're going to have a personal eye-to-eye interview with some American who looks at you and tries to figure out why you want to come here based on everything you've submitted. That's the way it should be. Or as the president said, we would freeze immigration until such time that we set up a system that allowed us to find out what the hell was going on. Completely reasonable.
Where is the American Republic? Because I see it's at helter-skelter. They're trying to kill the president. They're promoting they're going to kill him on CNN with former deputy directors of the CIA. They're trying to say everybody that's in opposition is a Nazi, ban us off the internet. It's an incredible time to be alive, Roger. And with the backdrop then of the president just sitting there taking it, I mean, how long, what does he do? What do we do? Because it's so historical. It's so perilous what's happening right now.
I have now independently confirmed a story reported by Paul Joseph Watson here at InfoWars that General McMaster is bedeviled by our broadcasts and stories on InfoWars, and that he is going out of his way to try to not only bring an iron curtain down around the president in terms of communications, but specifically to cut InfoWars off. Why? Because we are the tip of the spear, because we are hitting him with the stone cold truth, as it were, about McMaster, about Kelly and what he's really up to, about Dina Habib Powell, who is a fellow traveler of the neocons, a former Bush aide, a former member of the Council on Foreign Relations. Also, we've exposed Fiona Hill, McMaster's top deputy, an actual Soros agent who worked at the Global Society Initiative, Harvard, Council on Foreign Relations, and a dozen other lefty connections. Why are these people in the Trump White House? That's why I say the danger is not in domestic policy. The danger is here, and there's a fight to be fought. But the president, to his credit, while he went for the Afghanistan bait, he did not go for their Syria charade.
Other points. I mean, where is Trump 7 months in? I mean, they're just fully unplugged now, trying to push his overthrow, and just wildly running around censoring everybody into a complete hysteria. Where does this go?
Yeah, you've got two things going on here at once, I think, Alex. You have the left, who are ratcheting up now racial tensions because the Russian gambit has failed. And this is kind of a proven trick for them. The networks and CNN certainly jump on to forward their narrative that the biggest problem in the country today are neo-Nazi white supremacists and Klansmen, who, while I admit there may be a handful of these nuts, is not the great danger in the country. The great danger is those on the left who are assaulting people, beating people, tearing down stations, statues and monuments, defaming public property, looting, burning. That is the danger. And the mainstream media, while they give it some coverage, they give a disproportionate amount of coverage to a white supremacist in Charlottesville who turns out, after you peel back the onion, to have worked for Obama just several years ago. At the same time, you've got General Kelly, who really understands that, as I have said a million times on this program, when Donald Trump has all the information, he is a gut anti-interventionist. He is a gut stand-up for America.
And so they want to try to hijack the country in an informational coup. In closing, in the 1 minute we have on your birthday, stonecoldtruth.com. Thanks for joining us here, Roger. What do we do to continue to make sure we get real information to Trump? Because that shows how real he is that they're trying to block that off.
Well, this is a very key thing, Alex. I can tell you, despite the very best efforts of General Kelly, that the president is seeing not all, but some seminal and important InfoWars reports. You see, they don't understand that the president is his own man, and he does not want to be treated like a mushroom. In other words, kept in the dark and fed shit. You know the facts, and he's naturally inquisitive, and there are channels, and there will always be channels that are perfectly legal, but are perhaps unknown to General Kelly, to get him information. So the good news is the president is getting some.
And they've shown their hand how desperate they are to keep him in the dark and to stop us from getting leaks and info. So they're admitting we're real. They're admitting we have access. This is a big victory. And they're admitting that he actually stands for what he believes in and actually listens to information, not special interest and lobbyists. Happy birthday, Roger Stone. Let's talk tomorrow. I know you're going on vacation.
How will you spend your tax return? Will a new TV or the newest cell phone protect you when the unexpected happens? Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes? You and your family could be left helpless, waiting for a slow-acting FEMA to come to your rescue. In a disaster, local store shelves are emptied in just hours. Your tax return is your chance to be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, make the most of your tax return. Place your order and get a huge 20% discount and free shipping. This big discount ends soon. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise. Be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterone, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that in, and I hope that judge ain't blind.
All right, we'll be taking more calls tomorrow, Lord willing. I'll get eight when they pull that gate, to quote the great George Strait from out here in Texas with the horrible Hurricane Harvey. We'll know more tomorrow. Obviously, there's always a lot more dead than they say because they don't find the bodies till later. But like the police and sheriff's department said, you're going to go up in your attic, have a hatchet, or have an axe, because you may basically have to hack your way out the roof when the water goes up even more. So pray for folks down there in Houston right now. A lot of articles and videos up on Infowars.com. No, they're fighting hard to block these articles, to block these videos. They're fighting hard to shut down our local affiliates. So if you'll just spread the word, pray for us, and also check out the different sales we have at InfoWarsStore.com, that makes it all possible. Now, Chuck Johnson, talk about destiny. Talk about serendipity, synchronicity. I don't know what the term is. I call up one of the producers yesterday, called up Daria, because Allie has been main producer right now because the normal head producer, Nico's on vacation. She's the second producer, but she does a great job. I just thought, well, I'll just be nice, call Daria. And I said, hey, this Chuck Johnson guy, he has good articles, good stuff. People say good things about him. I noticed they say Melania Trump gives his stuff to the president. They want to stop that, and he's defending us. It'd be great, you know, to have him on. She goes, well, let me see. How about next week? I said, yeah, whenever. She goes, oh, my gosh, we just called their place. He's in Austin just randomly for another meeting. I don't know how many times you've been here.
It's like third time ever.
So it was like, boom, had him in, and just I really clicked with what you're saying. It's all on target for me. So in the 9 minutes we have left, what else do you want to impart to folks about the world? I meant to get into all this, the fact that I may sue Tom Brokaw. And I don't want to. I'm not just threatening. I mean, I have to. They're like, he's KKK, he's a Nazi.
You got to do it.
And I'm being shut down in business everywhere and blocked from trying to even advertise. And it's like, listen,
you
dude.
Gotta you got to do it. And I'll help you crowdfund from your folks to sue him. Because, I mean, I fought back on the Gawker situation. Look, otherwise they put you in this LexisNexis Google prison where your reputation gets...
Yeah, I mean, like, next they'll say I'm a child molester. I mean,
for sure. They said that about Assange. And Assange wants to sue CNN. That's what he...
Yeah, because he's going to bed with a hot chick.
Yeah, I mean, this is what they do. It's a form of trying to enslave us. And we got to fight
back. And intimidate us.
And intimidate us. And, you know...
And they have. I'm going to sue them now. Get ready.
Look, I trust that the American public, I trust my fate to a jury of my peers.
My flight is fight.
Anytime.
My flight is fight. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, my attitude here is, you know, you got to trust the American people and they'll protect us. I mean, look at what Hulk Hogan did to Gawker. Like, we can fight.
I mean, listen, I'm protesting the Klan 15 times on video. I'm playing Martin Luther King speeches 20 years ago. And they're saying I'm the most racist man in America with no clips. Nope. Yep. And then losing millions of dollars of funding.
It's all McCarthyite, man. They just make up the stuff.
We have them. We have them saying we want to destroy Alex Jones. Well, that's the statute to win.
Well, they want to destroy me, too. So, you know, let's hang together or hang separately. I mean, this is, you know, we can win.
Yeah, there's your article right there. Gawker and Hulk Hogan reached $31 million settlement.
Yep. So, you know, we're going to keep fighting these people.
And you're in that article. You were in the Wall Street Journal last week. Tell folks about that.
Yeah, I was in the Journal. Basically, we're fighting over $1.5 million of the estate, taking the money from Univision and from Gawker because Univision bought Gawker. And we're going to keep fighting these people. Look, I know that there are people out there who want the truth. And the media right now is trying to reassert a cartel. They're trying to crush people, and they're trying to lie and to basically malign people. I mean, when I was in college, I saved somebody's life, and what they did was they claimed all this false stuff about me from college, from an anonymous blog post on an article, or anonymous comment, and that became the source of their story.
Oh, they do that to me. Like, they've had whole articles going, someone knew him in Austin once, and he did this. And
this is smearing that takes place. Now, I trust the American people. I trust, you know, there's goodness in this country. And so, yes, absolutely, we should sue. And we should build a litigation financing fund. You can do that in Texas. You're a Texan, so you're totally within your rights to do that. And people could even get a return for the settlements that they end up getting, that you end up getting again.
I just don't have to. They say, we're going to destroy Alex Jones. We're blocking
him. There's your malice right there. I mean, for goodness sakes. Right?
I mean, I have to now.
Yeah, no choice. No, we need to find patriotic lawyers who will help us in this cause. And unfortunately, I've been helped out in the past and raised some money.
Well, help me out with that, because my final search
is for the right
lawyers and the right jurisdiction to sue in.
Yeah, I'm in.
Like, where should I sue Tom Brokaw? Like what jurisdiction?
Doesn't he have a place in South Dakota?
Yeah.
I would bet that the good people of South Dakota like you a lot more than him. Just a bet. And I would bet that if you got into a courtroom in South Dakota, and I think they had pretty good damages there. So, yeah, you should absolutely go against him. And this kind of thing is just like, it's pretty shameful what he's been able to do over these years. What they want is they want...
He launched the fake Iraq war.
Fake Iraq war.
So people should be tortured to death.
All the news that's fit to print, all this fraud that the media does, they're trying to keep their cartel because they're afraid of us getting around them. And this is what the Kelly thing is about. Look, John Kelly couldn't beat a bunch of savages in Iraq, a bunch of insurgents in Iraq.
We were saying, let's see if the generals are good. Let's give them a chance. They immediately start attacking us.
Yeah, and they immediately start restricting information, just like they did in Iraq, just like all the games they played there. And right now they're up against a young 4chan generation of people like 30 and
younger. Yeah, not to be mean, but they're not up against the poor starving Iraqis.
No, they're up against really smart people who want the truth out there, and then we're willing to fight for them. I mean, we grew up on the Internet.
And if these guys think they're going to defeat the autistic power of 4chan...
They got another thing coming. They got another thing coming. I mean, my memes are dank. I mean, we're going to keep fighting. And I think they don't get this. They don't understand that the way to help Trump is to empower Trump, not to restrict him. This is a giant of a man, and he's 71 years old. You're not going to keep him off the internet. Remember they tried to do this, stop tweeting, Mr. President, stop tweeting. And then he started just tweeting out pardons, tweeting out things he was reversing. I mean, this is how it should be done. Forget your communications shop. Fire those people.
And they're so pissed that it was my article, Corsi's article on Drudge Report that the president saw and then did the pardon. I mean, and of course he did nothing but did his job, of course, pardoning.
He should pardon
himself. He didn't pardon coke dealers like the Clintons did.
Yeah, or crack dealers like Trump, like Obama did. I mean, look, Trump needs to start using the power of the presidency in a dignified
way. And he's finally doing it.
And he should pardon Assange 100%.
Oh,
does,
and decriminalize marijuana. Just get off the state's backs.
What is wrong with Sessions? I mean, my God, man, like, weren't we supposed
Trump would get the entire real left off his back.
I know all the weed guys in California. They're all fans of Trump because they hate the cartels. Because the cartels are coming.
I'm trying to kill them.
So we legalize weed in California. And what happens? All the cartels come and they try to kill these guys who are just trying to build businesses. So, you know, they want to help Trump. And, of course, Sessions comes in and wants to steal their stuff. It's not okay. We got to get out of the 1960s mindset on these, endless reefer madness wars. Stupid stuff.
Well, I want to get you back routinely, Chuck Johnson.
Anytime,
very impressive,
man,
the work you're doing. GotNews.com. But what an honor that you and I, Infowars.com, GotNews.com, we got to be the group they, quote, banned. I mean, how dangerous is that in America? How condescending to the president like he's an idiot? Oh, watch what you give Billy down in the basement. You know, he might do anything. And what was it? It was stuff like Rince Priebus is going to get fired this Friday. Happens. Or it was Google's got cameras watching. It was all confirmed. Or they then misrepresent what we say. Folks shouldn't believe when they say we said something.
Go to the source.
Go to the source. Because they will lie. They say, I said kids are on Mars. That I'm a UFO guy. I don't even cover UFOs. Never have. And all over the news this weekend, hundreds of articles. Jones, it says alien slaves are on Mars. I had one guest who was high-level CIA, been on 15 years, and he goes, Martian kids on the Mars, to burn me.
Yeah,
I didn't say that.
Look, people are free to email me. I mean, I can be reached out to, editor@gotnews.com. You can hit me up. Ask me questions. I'm fairly responsive. I've even hired people who've emailed me before. So this idea that, like, see, we care about the people. We actually engage with them. It's like they're like the old Catholic Church that didn't engage, that was like hiding and everything. And we're like the street preachers trying to save people. And this is why.
Well, because I like people. I value.
Sure.
I'm not like, oh, I like you. I'm a psychopath saying I like you. I am you.
Yeah, man. I mean, we have just been fortunate enough to come about right now.
When I see somebody getting screwed over, I take it as personal. It's real empathy. Because then that's normal. If something, I'm getting screwed, like people say, well, why'd you help Arpaio? He was out of power. Because they could put my ass in prison next.
Yeah, man.
And I told Arpaio on air, they come after me, buddy. You going to line up and help me.
Well, I mean, I said to Assange.
That's selfishness. Empathy is selfish.
I agree. I went to see Assange and I said, and Assange was like, why are you trying to help me get out of the Ecuadorian embassy? And I said, because I think that you would do the same thing for me if the tables were reversed. And that's sort of what we've got to be doing. We've got to keep aggressively helping one another and building each other up so that we become a real movement. And the trick is not to be the alternative media anymore. It's to make them the alternative.
No, I agree. They're the lying media. We're the folks trying to be accurate. We're not God. We're not arrogant. We don't say we're allowed to look at WikiLeaks, but you can. Hey, look at WikiLeaks and help us find what's in it.
Yeah,
you are InfoWars. You are Got News.
If you got great stuff, I'll publish it and hire you. I mean, why not?
Exactly. All right. Thanks for coming in. I'm impressed. Good to have you here. Let's talk a little bit at the end of the show. All right. I'll be back tomorrow, Lord willing, with our reporters in Houston. Pray for them. Michael Zimmerman and others. Infowars.com/show. Spread that link and spread the videos. Great job, crew. Myco ZX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months, big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have the California standards. Nobody's got something that's good. Save 30% off of Myco ZX and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 million live in each pill probiotic. Myco ZX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast. yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with Myco ZX at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on air and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.